All right, off to Mount Alexander Shire now. And in Castlemaine, we welcome Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire. Good morning to you, Darren.
Morning, Robbo.
So, busy week coming up, mate. Always lots happening. The National Sorry Day and Reconciliation Week activities there getting underway, of course.
They sure are, Robbo. Really important events this week in National Sorry Day and Reconciliation Week, of course. So, Sorry Day on Thursday, 26th of May. It's an annual day of remembrance which tries to acknowledge the pain and the injustice that was experienced by members of the Stolen Generation. And then we have Reconciliation Week beginning the following day, which is we think is really a time for all Australians to learn about what our shared histories are, what our cultures and achievements have been, and to stop and think about how we can contribute to reconciliation and really a better future for all Australians, right? So a couple of really important events coming up there. This year's theme for Reconciliation Week, if people haven't heard, is Be Brave, Make Change. And it is a challenge to all Australians to be brave and tackle the unfinished business of reconciliation so that we can make change for, once again, for the benefit of all Australians. So both Sorry Day and National Reconciliation Week will get recognised across our shire with a range of events, Robbo. We've got Sorry Day commemoration on Thursday, the 26th of May, at the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens from 10:30 a.m. And there, Uncle Rick Nelson, the Dja Dja Wurrung elder, of course, will conduct a smoking ceremony and welcome to country. And the ceremony will also feature guest speakers who will reflect on the impact and the meaning of Sorry Day through personal stories. So after that Sorry Day event, there'll be other activities held as part of the National Reconciliation Week across the Shire also. We've got film screening and a Q&A at Theatre Royal. That's on Thursday. There's a special story time with Auntie Kerry Douglas, another elder here in our shire at the Castlemaine Library, a week-long sorry tree and possum skin cloak display in the library foyer, and that is just amazing, that possum skin cloak, I've got to say, just to name a few of the things going on here, Robbo. So if people want to know more, have a look on Council's website and our Facebook page for more details.
Okay. Now, the Botanic Gardens, we've talked about this, love the Botanic Gardens there, and it's Celebrate Botanic Gardens Day coming up too.
It is on this Sunday, Robbo. So, and that's an annual celebration of the roles that plants play in our lives, as well as the important conservation work that, in particular, botanical gardens do for future generations. So, as you know and as you've said, we love the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens. It's a significant site in Mount Alexander Shire and is one of the Victoria's oldest regional botanical gardens. So, it did, of course, win the Victorian Tree of the Year Award for the beautiful English oak, which is on the west side of the gardens when people go to visit. But there's other things at those botanical gardens that people may or may not know about as well, Robbo, including the Flora and Fauna Reserve, which is on the sort of the west side or the other side of the creek that runs through the gardens. And that's home to the endangered elephant copper butterfly. There's 98 indigenous flora species just in that little part of the garden. And geological formations that you can see that are over 450 million years old. So there's different elements of the gardens that we really encourage people to get out there this weekend as part of Botanic Gardens Day and enjoy one of the best botanical gardens going around, which is right here in Mount Alexander Shire.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're getting a lovely patch of weather at the moment, but of course it is wintry and getting certainly cold overnight this morning. Stay well this winter.
Yeah, this is really just a reminder, Robbo, for everybody. We've all, the vast majority of us, have been through and had our COVID-19 vaccinations. It's not the only one, is what we just wanted to remind people. We've got predictions of a pretty nasty flu season coming up, and we just really want to remind everybody, now's the time to be getting in and getting your flu shot, which is recommended for everyone aged 6 months and over. And you can get those from the local chemists and also doctors' clinics. So, and importantly as well, you can now get both jabs at the same time, the COVID-19 update, as well as getting flu vaccinations. And thoroughly encourage everybody to get out there and get onto that if you're not already.
Wise words indeed. We're going to have to leave it there, Darren. But listen, always good to chat, mate. Have yourself a great week. Go those blue baggers, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks very much, Robert.
Good on you, mate. All the very best. Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexander Shire joining us on the Wake Up Call.